Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. And what a week you probably had this last week. Last week we gathered for worship. This week we have experienced great devastation right in our area and throughout the state of Oregon. In phone calls and just in simple conversation, one of the things that people have asked is, what can I do? So there's three things that I just want to point out here, something that you can do. And you're going to hear it in our service, one of those three things. The first thing that you can do, if you have a heart to donate, if you have a heart to volunteer, if you just have a heart to help others. The best way to do that is to go to this website. And we're going to put it up on the screen here in just a moment. It is this, www.bentoncountywildliferesponse.recovers.org. And again, that is the best spot to go for the coordinated effort to help those who have been displaced and dispersed from their homes. Secondly, what can you do? Well, I'd just like to encourage all of our members to take a look at the banners that are up throughout Philomath. I believe there's about 34 of them in black lettering and white back and white lettering, black back and black lettering and white back. All throughout the city with words that are to inspire us and focus on what we should be about. Peace Lutheran Church had a little part in that, as well as the other churches of the Philomath Pastors Fellowship. So take a look at those signs as you travel through Philomath and think about what those signs say. And then third, the last thing that we can do is something that's going to be a challenge for us today, and that is to pray. We're now on the seventh day of our 40-day prayer challenge in the book, Draw the Circle. Today's worship, we're going to take a look at Joshua chapter 1 and the importance of prayer and drawing circles so that God can see those requests and know that how we're asking for Him to help. We pray that it may be a blessing to you, and it's also something that you can do right from your home as you tune into our worship today. The last thing that I just share with you is that our schedule ahead is a little different. This weekend, all our worship is online and we're not having our Sunday school. That is because of the changes due to the wildfires that are happening and the displacement of people throughout the area. Next week is going to be the start of our fall schedule. So on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock will be our Sunday school for all ages. And then at 11 o'clock will be our worship, in-person worship opportunity. You're going to want to RSVP, we're asking that of our members, to attend that in-person worship at 11 a.m. next Sunday, Sunday, September 20th, to get a spot. I think that does it for our announcements. Again, what we're going to find out is that God can do great things, and He answers our prayers. Wherever two or three are gathered in His name, His presence is there. God's peace be with you today.